Well, COVID-19 vaccines being distributed, and it's been a steady stream of them, if you will, over the last week or so with plenty of vaccine here in Knox County. And joining us to talk more about it is the Public Health Administrator of the Knox County Health Department, Michelle Gabriel. Michelle, good morning. How are you today?
Good morning. It's bright and sunny out, so that I am feeling good.
Yeah, you know, I'm starting to get a complex, though, a Randy complex. This is 2 weeks in a row that he must not like me anymore. I don't know. Maybe he never did. Maybe that's it. I don't know.
I guess a toss up there.
Okay.
So.
Okay. Well, most people
he
don't like me.
He may have just forgot about it.
Oh, well, there's that, too. All right. Well, we had a good week last week. And again, I did see some stories where there were some places around, I don't know necessarily around the area, but around the state where they were a little bit short of the vaccine. But here in Knox County, not a problem. Things have been going steady and pretty well so far.
Things are going pretty well in Knox County. I think there's still a little bit of fallout from trying to move vaccines around the country during that storm. It takes a little bit to get things squared away. But in Knox County, we are seeing some slow incremental movement upward in the amount of vaccine that we're getting that we share with the hospitals. All four pharmacies are still giving vaccines. So you have both Hy-Vees. Both Walgreens and I believe Walmart's coming on board here shortly as well. So we're really very fortunate.
Yeah, it sounds like it. So I was going to ask you shelf life because I know they both have to be kept cold, one more cold than the other. So once they start distributing, is there like a time frame that they actually have to be distributed or once it's received in wherever it's going to be distributed at?
Yeah, there's some deadlines before the vaccines expire. Pfizer is obviously the one that people are worried the most about because of the super cold temperatures, and then once it reaches the refrigerator temperature, you have a very short period of time to get that out to folks. The Moderna is a little more kind. I think we have 60 days in the fridge with that, 30 to 60 days in the fridge with that. But what really comes in is once you puncture the vial and once we begin drawing vaccine, we have 6 hours to give that vaccine. And that's where you may see us at the end of the day. We'll start calling people because, we got 4 doses left. And we'll slow down at the end of a clinic and try to make sure we don't pierce a vial that we can't get rid of because we will do anything not to waste vaccine. We will call people and get them in there and do whatever we can.
Yeah, in fact, I know somebody that works with us here, a local entity, had some, and they were all done with the people they needed to get. Say, hey, do you have relatives or anybody that want it? Because if so, they need to be here within an hour and get it done. So
every once in a while, you may hear a story about somebody who did get it, who maybe not is in line, but they probably gave it rather than waste the vaccine. So it's okay.
Yeah, absolutely. What about, I was going to ask you, the Johnson & Johnson, newest of the vaccines, do you foresee getting that here at some point? And that's just a one dose, isn't it?
Johnson & Johnson is a one dose, and it has a very nice shelf life in the refrigerator. It's what I would consider one of our normal. It's treated much like one of our normal vaccines, and I believe they're calling it Janssen is the name of the vaccine. The state's begun to talk about it. They didn't expect it to come out with our allocations this week, maybe next week, maybe the week after. We're obviously looking forward to getting it. There's some people that a one-dose vaccine is a little bit, more appealing to, or you may have difficulty getting them in for that second dose, so. We're excited about just getting another tool.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. So. Michelle Gabriel, Public Health Administrator, Knox County Health Department, joining us here this morning. It's really interesting. I see different things, especially on social media or talking to people about their reactions to the vaccine. Some it's just, arm's a little sore, normal, like maybe with any other vaccine you might get. Yeah, a little soreness in the arm or felt like I got punched. Some people have had other symptoms. They're from headaches to maybe even vomiting or whatever. But some and some that's not so much with the first dose, but with the second dose they've gotten worse. But it's just really interesting. I guess it depends on all your own makeup and your own body as to whether you have any type of reaction at all.
It really does, and I've heard some people have pretty severe reactions with their first dose, and so they hesitate or they do not get the second dose. I would encourage those individuals to please go ahead and get the second dose. You're halfway there. With the majority of individuals, the second dose is a little bit harder on the body. It's a little bit stronger vaccine. And really, all of the symptoms that you hear from people are symptoms of COVID-19. It's something that people would get if they actually got the vaccine. So how you should frame it is just it's your body doing its job. It's building immunity to the virus, and that is what the vaccine is supposed to do. So just count yourself lucky that your body is preparing itself so it does not catch it. And if it does, it doesn't catch it as, or you won't get it as badly as you would have before.
Well, in general, if somebody's had a worse reaction to the first vaccine, wouldn't their body have adjusted and the second one probably wouldn't be as bad, or it still just depends on your chemical makeup?
I would hope that would be the case. I mean, I would guess that would be the case because your body's already built up so many immunities. But I really think it's quite different for every individual. And I know a lot of people have shared their experiences with the vaccine, and there's been people who've walked away from both with nothing more than a bump on the arm, or it feels like somebody poked them in the arm. And others who have had a couple days of a pretty rough, nasty body aches and cold chills. But in the end, they're glad they've received it, and they go on with their lives.
Michelle Gabriel, Public Health Administrator with the Knox County Health Department, joining us here this morning. Saw a doctor that we had on the air at some point last summer. He had put a post on social media giving out the vaccine. He's down in the Champaign area. He had a really, really interesting and rare case. He said, yeah, I'm going to report this to Pfizer. A 28-year-old, a frontline worker, 28-year-old, had gotten the vaccine, did fine, comes back after the second dose. He tested positive for antibodies, but then also tested positive for the virus. And this was a ways mm-hmm. out after it. They said just a really interesting rare case. So they had the antibodies and also tested positive for the virus at the same time. And he said, yeah, I got to let Pfizer know about this one. It's the only one I've had like it, and probably one of the rare ones of anybody getting vaccinated.
Yeah. Yeah, it's interesting because part of the process is that 15-minute wait. So when we give a vaccine, the people wait. So we're looking for a reaction within that 15 minutes, but then there's also a period of time after that a person could actually have a reaction to a vaccine. And they certainly should call their doctor because they monitor that through what's called a VAERS system. It's a vaccine response system, and it's been around for years. It's not just for COVID-19. So, and they call that breakthrough. Is what they watch for is when a person is actually vaccinated and they turn around and end up getting COVID sometime down the line. You don't get it from the vaccine. The vaccine itself is killed. But they do have us watching for breakthrough cases.
What are we looking at numbers wise now? Because we've been doing actually very, very well here in Knox County and kind of ahead of the curve with a lot of other places in the state of Illinois and even around the country.
We're doing really well. I pulled numbers this morning and 10.94% of Knox County is vaccinated. So that's 5,484 individuals. So 10% of our people are fully vaccinated. We've given 15,134 vaccines throughout the county. So that's really great. And we've vaccinated 29% of our individuals 65 and older, that population that we were particularly looking out for. And I do know they're starting to get towards the end of that long-term care program. We're seeing them wrap up the nursing homes, which is good news. Definitely good news for all those individuals that reside and work in the nursing homes in Knox County. And I think we're seeing the results of that in the news media. We're not seeing the deaths we used to. We're not seeing the cases in those older individuals. So that's promising to me.
Yeah, absolutely. Good news. So at this point in the age groups or those with certain illnesses, I'm guessing everybody that wants it hasn't quite gotten it, but we're getting close to that point that everybody wants it, at least in those particular situations, we're close to them being able to have gotten it.
In Group 1B?
Yes.
Oh, there's a lot of individuals in Group 1B. I think we'll be working in there for a while. But like I noted last week, I think it's great because we have such a multi-pronged approach to it with the hospitals focusing on, you know, working to finish up those 65 and older and then having their docs, you know, kind of identify and contact those people who have specific illnesses or contraindications that would make them ill and getting them in for the vaccine. And then the four and now five pharmacies and the health department basically being open to anybody in that category that chooses to get it. It's almost like we have a nice full approach to getting everybody. It's really positive to see entities in the community work together.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. And so some of the, you talked about the contraindications and the different medical issues somebody might have. Doesn't have to be something major. I mean, even if it's like a minor case of high blood pressure, or if they're diabetic, any form of diabetes, or what are some of the other obesity? Mm-hmm. What are some of the other things that
iron 1B?
Yes,
they are. So you could have a heart condition. You could have. You could be a smoker. You could have lung conditions. You could be a cancer patient. I believe even somebody who is recovered from cancer is still a priority. Really anything that has to do with any chronic condition pretty much qualifies you to be in 1B now and get that vaccine.
Michelle Gabriel, Public Health Administrator with the Knox County Health Department, joining us here this morning. Any other numbers or anything we need to know about or what's coming up within the next week? I know it's day-to-day for you quite often.
It is. It's day-to-day. You know, we're still fortunate. I'd like to talk a little bit about the second dose in that process. We are working very diligently to make sure that we get second doses for individuals. We do make appointments for people who are seen at either the hospitals or the health department clinics. You're always given a second dose appointment for that because we work very hard with the state to make sure we get those second doses, and it's important to the state. But I'm going to encourage anybody who gets a vaccine to please get the second dose where they got the first. The vaccine is still in a small enough supply that the second doses come to the people who gave the first. So it becomes really confusing. And more importantly, you know, people, if you go somewhere else and get a second dose, you may be taking somebody else's second dose. And so it's really important right now. And I really encourage people to go back to the same place that they received their first dose to get their second. And always remember to take your vaccine card with you. So everybody gets a card. It has their vaccine lot number wrote on it, what their vaccine was. Make sure you take that with you to your vaccine clinic so that they are writing that second vaccine on there. And a lot of people, the best advice I heard somebody get was, even when it's finished, take a picture of it on your phone so you always have it. Just in case you lose it, you have a picture on your phone of what vaccine you got and what lot number it came from and everything. So that's the biggest thing right now is just, you know, try to get that second dose where you got your first.
Yeah, I saw you had another testing clinic. What was it, Wednesday? Is that still going to be consistent? Is it going to be like an every Wednesday out at Northwoods Church, or is that going to vary a little bit?
That's going to continue. Testing is still very important. The state of Illinois is still encouraging residents to get tested, especially if you think you may have come in contact with someone who may have been exposed, or you feel you've been exposed. We're Northwoods. Is going to have the state testing site there from 8 to 4 on Tuesday, March 23rd and Tuesday, March 30th.
Okay.
So those are there. We also continue to test at the health department. So you're encouraged to call, I believe, Monday, Wednesdays, and Fridays are when they are testing out there. And it's dwindling a little bit, but we continue to hold that testing. It's important to provide it and make it available to people. And I know both hospitals are still testing. So today is Friday. So I will remind everybody that, you know, this is what everybody wanted. They wanted prior notice of when we were having our clinics. So this is our way of doing that. So post it on our website, www.knoxcountyhealth.org. Are our vaccine clinics for the upcoming week and actually for a few weeks out. So at 2:00 today, our vaccine clinics for next week will go live. And we do have a second first dose clinic next week. So when they go live today, if everything goes well, there should be 2 clinics available for people to register for.
All right. So concentrating more on the first dose now, yep. Which last week was more second dose for those who had gotten the first one already. Yeah.
Yep. We did catch up all those second doses. I know the other entities in the county that were late on getting those second doses. We got all those people in, but we're always holding second dose clinics and we're always holding first dose clinics, and they're always kept separate from each other. Just for my staff's sanity, basically. But it does appear this week we will be having a second dose clinic. If it does not, for some reason, show up at 2 o'clock today on our website, then I would look for another press release to go out and that to become effective later in the week. So,
yep, and we'll keep you updated here when we find out also. So there's plenty of resources mm-hmm. to find out what's going on, and again, as you mentioned, wherever you got your first dose, go to the same place for the second dose. So pay attention, whether it's whatever pharmacy or if it's the health department or wherever it is.
Yes, I can't stress that enough. Once there's more vaccine floating around and more people have it, it may not become such a concern. But right now, it's just truly important to get your second dose where you got your first.
Michelle Gabriel, Public Health Administrator, Knox County Health Department, joining us here this morning. Anything else we need to get to?
No, just enjoy this beautiful weather.
Yes,
get
absolutely.
Out there and enjoy this beautiful weather.
Absolutely, and it's going to get nicer over the weekend and into next week as well, which is a good thing.
That makes me happy.
Good. Yep. Makes seeing sunshine makes a smile, right?
So, yeah.
All right, Michelle. Always appreciate your time. We'll check in with you next Friday.
All right. Thank you.